This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is April 26th. The interview is taking place in the home of Mrs. Anton Isaacson. Yeah. It is being conducted by Julie Wilson and Helen Tangestad. What is your full name, including your maiden name? Your full name?
Miss Olive Isaacson.
What is your maiden name? Before you married?
Gershot. No, it was Torgerson. Torgerson.
Olive?
Torgerson. Yeah.
And your husband's name is?
Anton.
Mm-hmm. When and where were you born?
In 1905 in Ålesund, Norway.
What month were you born?
10th of August.
What were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Ingeborg, and my father's name was Tobias Turkus.
Can you tell me about them, what their occupations were?
Well, my father was a farmer and fisherman. He was in this country for 3 years and came home again after we were seven children, to pay his debt at home, mortgage on the home. And he came home again to Christmas. I remember it so well. I was 6 years old. And during that time, my older brother had come over while my father was here. And so that's how it started, I believe, that we kind of had the American habit of coming over.
What were the names of your brothers and sisters?
Do you want to know?
Well, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
The oldest is Torgerson. For a fact, he left for Norway last night. He's 86 years old. Mm-hmm. And my older sister, Christina, and one brother, Severin, and he came to this country and he passed away here in Tacoma. Then I have a sister, Anna, Johannes, Ingvar, and myself, and Gudrun, the youngest one. We were eight.
Do you remember your grandparents?
I remember grandmother, my father's mother, and both mother and father. Yes.
What were
good Christians. Good Christians. His name was Christian, and her name was Ragnhild.
Did they live with you or near you?
No, my father's folks did that. But my mother's folks didn't, but they live in the neighborhood there, so we back and forth a lot.
Do you know the background of your family name? How you got the name Torgerson?
Yes. I have a book of the history of my family over in the cupboard. And Torger goes way back, as far as we have it, from 1600. So my brother was Turger. Now I'm having nephews with named Turger, so it runs in family.
So it was never changed?
No.
When did you come to the U.S.?
In October 1925. I was 20 years old. Got housework right away. Didn't know any English.
But who did you come with?
Came alone.
Alone?
Came to this older brother.
He was married, yes.
He was married here and had three children, and so I came to them.
How did you come?
By boat.
From?
From Bergen to New York, and on the train. It took 3 days on the Milwaukee train out here from New York.
Oh, you came to New York. Then you went to Ellis Island too then?
No, I didn't go to Ellis Island. My husband did. I didn't.
Oh, were you married when you came over? No, you weren't.
No, we learned to know each other about 2 years after I was here. Mm-hmm.
How did you feel on the day you left?
Oh, I felt bad to leave mother and dad. Mm-hmm. But there was an urge of coming over here. My father had been here, my older brother, and sister-in-law was here. I knew them from Norway. One of their babies were born in Norway. And so I had Arja coming over.
Did you have a nice trip, or was it rough?
Very nice trip. Very beautiful.
Nothing happened on the trip.
Very beautiful. And very nice.
No problems on the trip.
Came to Chicago. I was to get sleeper on the train coming out here. My brother had arranged for that out here. And so didn't understand anything. She put her face down on her hand like that for me to be sure I'd get that sleeper, you know. I remember that, so it was so cute, and sure enough, I got the understanding of that.
Mm-hmm. What difficulties did you have because you didn't know the language?
A lot of difficulties, a lot of things.
I mean, the cost wasn't bad?
No, after I started housework here, it was bad. When we came across, we were all Norwegians. We talked to each other, you know, on the boat.
And the train.
Yeah. And then I got together with a girl. We had bed together on the train. So we talked to each other. So on the way it wasn't bad, but after I got out here and had to start to look for how to work. And
could your brother help you?
Yes, my sister-in-law helped me, you know, and looked in the paper and that. And it was very nice. And I was in the north end of the home here, and it was so beautiful. When spring came, I thought I'd never leave her. Never leave.
You didn't?
And I didn't.
How did you learn the language?
I tell you, I got a job down at Tacoma General. I worked in the diet kitchen there for a while. Then there was an opening to work in the icebox, they called it. That was a room by itself. Built-in freezer. Yes, and where I had to order the milk and I had to start writing down what I needed.
Oh.
And there is really, but my first thing was to write down vegetable. Vegetable, to spell that, my way of spelling it, and then get it right, you know. But it's wonderful that the Scandinavian countries, so that is most of Europe. We have the same alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that helps a lot.
You didn't go to night school or anything?
No.
You just learned it.
I just learned it, reading and writing. And now my grandchildren will come over here and she says, Nana, how do you spell that? After they've been going to school 12 years. How do you spell so much?
What did you bring with you from Norway?
A rolling pin. To make lapsa.
Oh.
One of those with the squares in it, you know, to make lapsa.
Oh.
I remember that so well. Probably other little tic-tacs.
But no, not in different clothes? Or.
No. For a fact, they are ahead of the style about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they get our style from French, and then about a year after them, they get it out here. You go east, to the eastern part of the country, they are ahead of us out there.
What seemed to be the most difficult or the most exciting thing about America?
I'd say the climate out here.
You like that?
Yeah. We just had word yesterday from Norway. That is way up north. From Tromsø. And they had a lot of snow there yet. A lot of snow. And that cold weather, that sort of gets me. And here we are having spring, so maybe in the eastern part of the country too they have that. But, when you come out here to Tacoma or Portland, Oregon, it's beautiful. It's the most exciting area.
Did you stay with your brother then when you were working, or did you get an apartment?
No. You
stayed at the hospital?
At the hospital they had room.
Had rooms for you?
Yeah, they had rooms. Yeah. They had a building down at Tacoma General, you know, where all the help stayed.
Oh.
Yeah. But in the housework I done, then I stayed right there in the house.
We did housework after the Tacoma General,
then?
Before.
Before, when I first came. So I had learned some English. They had two girls there, and they were wonderful.
How long did you work there?
I worked there for about a year. Mm-hmm. And they were wonderful. You know, they'd repeat. If I didn't understand those girls, they were first graders, second graders, third graders, and they'd repeat them. And
how long was it before you felt at home?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a year, 2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Was the climate, did that help you?
Yes.
Feel at home?
Yes.
That
yes.
The job?
Yes, absolutely. And then I had a nice sister-in-law, and they had two children and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd go out there and babysit them on the day shop and everything. And my sister-in-law and I got along fine. Beautiful.
Where did you meet your husband?
Right here in Tacoma.
Oh.
He was a friend of my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked together. And then in 2.5 years, closer to 3 years, we were married. We went together for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did your husband do?
Fishing.
Fishing.
Went to Alaska fishing.
Oh, all these years.
All these years.
Mm-hmm.
Still have a boat. Mm-hmm. Still have a boat, but now we fish out in the sun till now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where out by Seattle?
Blaine.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go up to Alaska with you?
I've been up to Kodiak, I've been up to Anchorage, I've been to Fairbanks, and I've been to the Mount Desert.
How many children did you have?
Do we have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have four girls living and we lost two boys by death.
So you have four daughters.
Four daughters, they are married.
And they're in Tacoma?
One live in Portland, Oregon, and one live next door.
Mm-hmm.
With four boys and a wonderful husband. And then we got one living at Federal Way, they got two children. And then we have one in North Carolina, and we are going there now, 17th of May, we are living in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For how long? Like a month?
Maybe 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have grandchildren, yeah, you said that. Mm-hmm.
13 yeah. Grandchildren.
13 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
13. Any of your children have any outstanding accomplishments? Or
I'll say the one in Portland. She is. She went PLU. All three of them went PLU. The fourth one, I didn't want to stand there because they get married when they go out there. And they didn't finish.
Oh.
But the oldest one got married to FBI fellow. So he just retired now. And the second one, she got married, and PLU got married to a fellow out there, 52 years. And the third one lived next door, she went to PLU, and married a neighbor from out in Fife there, when we lived there. Wonderful fellow. They are a wonderful family. And we go to the same church, always have Gloria Day now. And the fourth one, she went to Tacoma General, became a nurse, and now this year she is taking her master's degree. She wants to be a teacher.
Mm.
So we are going to see her now. She's finished now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And her husband, he was West Point fellow in Vietnam, and a wonderful fellow, wonderful fellow.
Mm.
Came back, and he's a banker back in Winston-Salem.
Oh, so she will stay there then?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And teach there.
They have a new home now.
Mm-hmm.
They sold it out home. Mm-hmm. So she'll stay there. Mm-hmm.
What aspects of child rearing and homemaking do you remember best? How different was it to raise children or keep house here than it was in Norway? Or did you do things the same way? Or did you change?
Well, it's altogether different, really. I can't describe it.
Mm.
They have 1.5 meal a day, and no more.
You mean in Norway?
In Norway.
Oh, at noon?
Yes. and cold after that for the rest of the day. Cold in the morning. Now my nephew was here this fall, and his wife, all they want for breakfast is maybe a boiled egg, a slice of bread. Not toasted, no, nothing like that. Though they toast the bread now back there too. But it's altogether different eating. It's like going to the East Coast. You'll find they eat different also.
Was it difficult for you to adjust to?
Kind of. It's kind of hard to adjust to that, but I like it better there.
Didn't you, when you brought up your children though, didn't you have like a hot mush for breakfast or something for them when they were little?
Oh yes.
You used the Norwegian,
I got them to.
Your way.
Because I have worked so much out in housework, I have got them to the American habit.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then too, when they, Francis started to school now, I would talk only Norwegian to them. So my oldest one to this day, the one next door, right, and they speak Norwegian as well as I do. Maybe a couple of last words for them, because the language is awkward. It's like German.
But that's wonderful, because they have two languages.
Oh, yeah, they
and
have.
And you learn it the easy way. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, yes. In the mornings when they dressed, you know, I spoke Norwegian to them, and so that they had dresses and whatever, you know, they didn't forget their books and whatever. But by then, I had got into the American way of living. So they'd have the breakfast and the supper warm, and have their lunches, you know, like ordinary here. So that was me.
How about differences in the way you brought up your children?
That would be my way, the way I was brought up. That's how they were brought up. Yeah.
Did they complain or say that they were Scandinavians and want to be more American or anything as they were when
they
were
little? Yeah, they would complain.
At
the rest of the girls, their girls' girlfriend at school, they would complain, oh, they are having this and that, and they do so and so, and their mother do different. But it was one thing I found out about the neighbors. They didn't take their children to Sunday school, and they didn't, some of those children didn't even know what God was. And this was out in Milton. And as soon as I could, I started to take the children into the First Norwegian Lutheran Church where we were married and get them to Sunday school. And boy, they appreciate it now when they have their own children. They really appreciate the way they were brought up in that way.
Did you cook a certain Scandinavian food?
Oh, yes, I still do. They still come home. They want the potato bowl and fish cakes and fish pudding and all that stuff.
Did you do more for holidays than you did for...
Oh, yes.
But you did every day, too, or
there was
farther.
A lot of cookie baking and a lot of lefse baking. And Yule Kake and all that, and still do.
You still do?
And I don't make the cookies now because I had a stroke, and so I can't manage as much as I used to, but they know how now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they know how.
Who do you think had the easier time coming over here, men or women?
Same thing. They would usually come to a relative. Now, like my husband, he had an uncle here, and he had a fish boat, so he started out fishing with him. And
you think women or men both had a hard time or an easy time, or?
We liked to work. We were used to work, and we were brought up to work. And we didn't look for to get on the top job first, and then. You know, we started at the bottom and we were thankful. My wages is housemaid was $35 a month. And then of course I stayed there, I lived there in the house. But we didn't complain. Out of that I paid back $250 ticket in 2 years. Well, we weren't used to that much, you know, or I used my summer coat, summer and winter, until I got married, which was 2 years, 2.5 years. We were married in May, and I came in October 3rd.
Did you work at all after you were married?
No.
Okay, you say you've been active in the church?
Oh, yes. We've been active all our life since we got married, had our children baptized in the First Norwegian Lutheran Church, and they raised their children the same way.
Mm-hmm. Have you joined any other kinds of groups?
The Elks. My husband belonged to the Elks. But there is a lot of groups in the church, you know, the keeper species.
What kinds of groups in the church?
Circles, Ladies' Aid, and now they have a senior citizen the last Friday of the month.
You go to that?
Yeah. So, that's wonderful.
You don't go to community activities, garden clubs, or anything?
No.
You have hobbies?
I haven't.
You have any hobbies?
Sitting home now, doing needlepoint, knitting.
That's nice.
For all the children.
You like that?
Yeah. I have one right now. I gotta get ready. Prelaguri.
Mm. What do you say?
Prelaguri.
Oh, what are you doing with Prelaguri? Oh, the picture.
That's
Well, oh, yeah. Have you read the story to them so they know the story too then?
You know I haven't.
Oh.
But they had a book in through the Norwegian paper. And over at the Western Viking in Seattle. I wonder if I could send it to them.
You probably could.
But that story I had from our child in Norway. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was up on the mountain, you know, to send out the blow and whistle when trouble came.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone back to Norway?
We've been back right after the war. We went back in 1946 in June and took all our children with us, 5 children. And came back the following year in April.
You stayed a year?
Yeah, 10 months.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, we stayed with Peace Corps in my home. But my mother and dad had passed away. Mm-hmm.
The children learned to speak Norwegian well that year.
Oh, yes, they did. The one next door went to school there. To grade school, better persons.
What was it like going back?
I don't like that politics back there, so I don't like it back. It's too much socialism and all that. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew asked me, how do you like the politics here? I says, we've got 2 good parties. We've got the Democrats and Republicans. Really, 2 good parties. No communism, no socialism.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special objects that represent family history? You said you had that one book that is your heritage. Did you bring your other pictures and keepsakes from Norway?
Oh, I had pictures from, when I was confirmed, I had pictures of our whole school home. Mm-hmm. And
your cookbooks in Norwegian or are your cookbooks in English?
My cookbooks in Norwegian I have, but they are hard because they go by gram and liters and all that, you know. So they are hard, so I haven't used them much. But now my daughter bought herself a scale, the one in Federal Way, and she uses that. Mm-hmm.
So she can use your book?
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
You still use your native. You still talk Norwegian to your husband.
Very little.
Yeah.
He came from way up north, and I came from down in Ålesund.
Mm-hmm.
So we got 2 different dialects.
Oh.
And it makes it a little bit hard now. All the children, they'll speak my accent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you don't use it very much now.
No, we don't use it very much now.
Would you like to share a prayer, or a song, or a saying in your language, in Norwegian? Anything that you want to put on the tape?
So we can hear your language?
I could.
Okay.
Tack för all din fatsens glädje. Tack för ditt gudomsorg. Tack för dagens helg i världen. Tack för näven på ditt död. Tack för dödsens bittra dig. Tack för din uppståndelse. Tack för himlen du har in dig. Där ska vi dig säga till dig. That's my pet prayer to thank God for everything.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Very pretty.
To thank you for everything. That was my mother's and that's mine. That stays with me.
Did you teach it to your children?
I don't believe so.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I would. Yeah, it's good.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Anything else you'd like to say about?
No.
You're aware of physical reason?
It's nice to go back and see the people and my relatives and all them. We've enjoyed that very much. We went back, like I said, for 10 months, 46, 47. Then I went back again my husband went back in 54. I went back in 68. Then I was back again in 70 when our youngest daughter and her husband came from Iran.
Mm. Yeah. Did you meet them up there? Was that
yes, then we met them in Oslo.
And then you stayed there a while.
Yeah, and then we stayed there for a while and we all came out here. Then they had a little girl while they were in Iran, and they had a baptized out here.
Mm-hmm. In Norway?
No, out here in Tacoma.
Oh, in Tacoma?
Yeah, we came back to Tacoma.
Oh,
and she was baptized out here. Then they went back.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you very much.